This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Top political parties agree to form probe commission for investigation into major smuggling cases. Parliament deadlock removed after the agreement. Cabinet approves Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's visit to upcoming United Nations General Assembly. Gaura Festival being celebrated today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend their best wishes. And India's Chandrayaan 3 makes historic landing near Moon's South Pole. Now the news in detail. The major political parties have agreed to form a commission for investigation into all recent and major smuggling cases, including the gold smuggling case. A meeting of the major parties held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday. Chief whips of seven political parties signed an agreement to constitute the probe commission next month. As per the agreement, the government will form a commission by the 22nd of September to conduct an independent and fair investigation into all major smuggling of goods, including gold, in the country. The commission will assess the studies carried out in connection with such smuggling cases and submit its report along with recommendations. It is said the commission will not influence the investigation being carried out by Nepal Police's Central Investigation Bureau, CIB. The commission will also submit suggestions to the government related to policy reforms to be made to prevent smuggling. The Department of Revenue Investigation on 19th July had confiscated a large quantity of gold smuggled in through the Thrivan International Airport. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, had been continuously obstructing the parliament, taking over the issue and calling for a high-level investigation committee to probe it. Meanwhile, the deadlock in parliament has now been removed after the agreement among the major political parties. Speaking in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Kharga informed the lawmakers that political parties had reached an agreement to form a probe commission on gold smuggling scam and ending Parliament deadlock. Deputy Prime Minister Kharga stressed the government was ready to resolve problems in a democratic way. Likewise, speaking in the House meeting, lawmakers drew the government's attention towards rescue, relief and resettlement of people affected due to rain-induced disasters. They also demanded the government control lumpy skin disease and provide relief to the affected farmers. The government has approved the visit of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to the upcoming United Nations General Assembly. The 78th session of the UN General Assembly is being held at the UN headquarters in New York of the United States from the 5th of September, where the high-level general debate will be held on the 19th of September. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held yesterday, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said the Prime Minister would be leading the Nepali delegation to the event themed Rebuilding Trust and Reigniting Global Solidarity. Minister Sharma, also spokesperson of the government, further shared that the meeting also decided to approve loan assistance of over 3.29 billion Japanese yen to be provided by the government of Japan for Thulikhel Hospital-based Trauma and Emergency Center Reform Project. Similarly, the cabinet decided to give approval to the Nepal Securities Board to revise Securities and Issuance 7th Amendment Regulations 2080 Bikram Samvat. United Nations Resident Coordinator for Nepal, Hannah Singer Hamdi, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudil yesterday. Issuing a statement, the Office of the President said, President Paudil expressed his gratitude to the United Nations for helping Nepal's development, prosperity and achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. A writ petition has been filed at Supreme Court against the vote of confidence recently won by Kosi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa. Parliamentary Party leader of CPN-UML in Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, filed the writ petition at Supreme Court, arguing it was unconstitutional to count the vote of the Assembly Chair for deciding the confidence motion. The Supreme Court will hear the petition today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to more news. 8 people lost their lives in a bus accident that occurred in Gajuri of Thading district yesterday. Police said the bus heading to Beni of Meghdi district from Kathmandu skidded off the road and plunged into the Trishuli River, killing at least 8 passengers and injuring over a dozen other. The deceased included a child and 2 women. 13 injured had been taken to Kathmandu for treatment. A joint team of Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and locals were deployed for the rescue efforts. The authorities said overspeeding to be the reason behind the accident. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed his grief over the Thading bus accident. Offering his condolences, Prime Minister Dahal directed the effective rescue efforts. Today is Gaura Festival. The festival is celebrated with much fanfare in the far western part of the country, that is the Sudhir Pachim province. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have given their best wishes on the occasion of the Gaura Festival. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now an international update. India's Chandrayaan-3 becomes the first space mission to land near the south pole of the moon. Immediately after the Vikram lander touched down on the lunar surface, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced India was now on the moon. The BBC quoted Prime Minister Modi as saying the successful moon mission was not India's alone, stating India's success was a success for all humanity. Inside the lander is the 6-wheeled Pragyan rover, which, if all goes to plan, will roam the lunar surface gathering images and data. Scientists believe craters that are permanently in shadow on the dark side of the moon may hold frozen water. The attempt, India's 3rd lunar mission, comes days after Russia's unmanned Luna 25 spacecraft span out of control and crashed into the moon. Meanwhile, international leaders have extended their congratulations. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda hailed the achievement as a milestone in science and space technology, lauding India's contribution to global space exploration. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Shirbahadur Dewa praised the successful landing, recognizing the remarkable progress made by India in the space sector. The Chandrayaan-3 landing received admiration from all corners of the globe. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning to occur at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Top political parties agreed to form probe commission for investigation into major gold smuggling cases. Parliament deadlock removed after the agreement. Cabinet approves Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's visit to upcoming United Nations General Assembly. Gaura Festival being celebrated today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend their best wishes. and India's Chandrayaan 3 makes historic landing near Moon's South Pole. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.